WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Saxophonist Wayne Shorter was a key figure in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and the Miles Davis Quintet in the 1960s, and in the electric band Weather Report in the 70s and 80s. He's also one of the most influential composers in modern jazz. He made few records in the 90s, but last year he put together a new quartet and took it out on the road, where they recorded a new CD. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's a big step in the right direction.
Wayne Shorter's Mascalero. Like most tunes on his new CD, Footprints Live, he wrote it in the 1960s, and like a couple of the others, he wrote it for Miles Davis. The memory of Miles' 60s quintet hangs heavy over this music, like a lot of modern jazz. For some musicians, Miles' band was the end of jazz history. They stretched timing and harmony and the polyrhythmic interplay so far, it's been hard to figure out how to top it. In the 1980s, it was a template for Wynton Marsalis' quintet and umpteen other young bands, and Miles' sidemen have drawn on that model for their own groups. Shorter was its most important and imitated composer. He knows jazz harmony the way a chess master knows the board, but he also has a knack for writing simple tunes that open up possibilities for improvisers. Here's his new band on his classic Footprints. Wayne Shorter with his most sympathetic new ally, Panama-born pianist Danilo Perez. Brian Blade is on drums and John Patitucci on bass. Footprints Live is Shorter's best album in 30 years, which would be more impressive if he hadn't wasted so much of that time on flyweight stuff like the electric band Weather Report. And for decades now, he's played the squealy little soprano sax more than his beefy tenor. But he favors the big horn these days, sounding and looking remarkably like his old self. Shorter thinks like a composer when he improvises. You get ideas more than licks, and he has a rare ability to edit those ideas on the fly. He makes fewer notes count for more by placing them right. Given Shorter's sense of economy, it figures he doesn't hog the solo space as much as you'd wish. His new band knows his music and is ready for anything, but in their enthusiasm, they can overdo it. Footprints Live was recorded on the jazz festival circuit last summer. When musicians play huge venues full of fans jaded by hearing too much jazz in one day, they can be tempted toward a little arena rock showboating. Public adulation may not encourage musicians to improvise responsibly, but it does create a demand for the quartet's services, which gives them a chance to grow. Since the players are all too busy to rehearse, the only place they get to develop is on the bandstand. This summer, they're back on the trail, getting in plenty of practice. Now, Miles Davis didn't rehearse when Wayne Shorter was in his road band either, and they turned out okay. So here's hoping this group stays together long enough to really hit its stride.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed Footprints Live by saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. This is Fresh Air.